The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hearing the news all day about the new health insurer who's entered the Irish market, and that's a company called Level Health. To analyse what is on offer from them, we're joined by Dermot Good of Total Health Cover, which is a Loughton company. Dermot, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, who are Level Health?
So basically, they're backed by Aviva, and people will know that. So the management team have been involved in health insurance for quite some time because they were part of Viva's Health. They set it up. Oliver Tatton, Jim Dowdle, Stephen McMahon, and Ruth Bailey are really the people behind this, and they would have been involved in Glow Health and Aviva Health. So they have a lot of experience in this market. So they've now, in conjunction with Aviva, who were in the market up till 2016, have now decided to re-enter the market and launch a new player called Level Health.
Now, tell me what they need to do to be in the market, because obviously you have to have deep pockets, because you're paying out from the get-go, because anyone can sign up. You know, if you've got insurance with the other insurers, you can move to this crowd instantly, even if you're a heavier drawer down of payments.
Exactly. So they have to meet the minimum solvency levels from day one. And obviously, I think that's where the backing of Aviva comes in. So there obviously is a huge injection into this new business to make sure that from day one, because claims will materialise, even for routine diagnostics, that those will all be met. And look, any insurer coming in, Pat, they have to be regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland, and they oversee the whole solvency piece, and they make sure all their staff are competent and comply with the Consumer Protection Code. And then the Health Insurance Authority, the HIA, they are the ones who make sure that their products are compliant, that they operate in accordance with the community rating and the open enrollment lifetime cover legislation. So, you know, I think consumers can be reassured that with the Aviva backing, and obviously with the oversight by the Central Bank and the Health Insurance Authority, that, look, you know, this is a provider that basically ticks all the boxes.
Now, they're trying to do you out of a job as an expert, because we've always been complaining about the plethora of plans, very complex plans and company plans and this plan and that plan and the other plan. They have four. So
yes,
you wouldn't need to be Dermot Good to understand what's on offer.
No, the only good thing for me, Pat, is it's four added to the existing 354. So I think I'll be annoying your listeners for a little bit more time to come, right? But no, it's very clever what they've done. Four plans, and they've I suppose, resurrected the old naming convention used by VHI, which was the old plans A, B, C, and D. And very simply, Plan A is an entry-level plan for public hospitals. Plan B, which has three variations, is really for people who just want, you know, affordable cover for public and private hospitals. For people who want a little bit extra and low excesses, you have Plan C. And Pat, the top plan, Plan D, that plan, you know, remarkably, that plan covers you for a private room in every hospital in the country, including BlackRock Clinic and the Mater Private. It's 2,262. Those plans right now that match that exact accommodation standard, those plans at the moment are €4,900. So I think, you know, there is something for everybody here, but some of their pricing, I mean, when we look at new plans coming in, they have to be simple, which they are. They've ticked that box. The pricing has to be very aggressive and very competitive, because that's the only way you're going to generate pipeline and generate interest. They've ticked that box as well. The benefits look very, very good, you know, in terms of the hospital cover. They've done deals with all the hospitals, and they've tried to keep it very simple. And people can be reassured as well. There's a piece of legislation called minimum benefits, and that means every plan has to provide cover for public hospitals, maternity, psychiatric, alcoholism, and so on. That's all on the plans as well. So, you know, they also have a host of extras, which I think will really prove interesting to consumers. So, for example, there's free cover for all children under the age of 3 on every plan. Every plan comes with a free travel insurance policy. And there's some interesting twists there, Pat. If somebody goes public for maternity services, and there are only public maternity hospitals at the moment, but if you don't use your insurance, you get €500. And they've other cash allowances as well. Mm. And once again, if I go back to the Aviva backing, which I think is quite interesting, you get a voucher. If you take out a Level Health policy, you get a voucher that could entitle you to a 50% discount on your home insurance with Aviva and 15% discount with home or with car insurance. So in fairness, they've thrown an awful lot into the mix. And I suppose the other thing, they're launching, Pat, at the busiest time. So in a week's time, Laya Healthcare will issue all of their 1st of January renewals, and VHI and Irish Life will follow suit a week later. So about 1 million people are going to get those renewal notices, and they're going to see increases of anything from 8% to potentially 25%.
So I have to ask you, Dermot, how can they be doing this? I mean, if it does seem like there are bargains at every level, plan A, B, C and D, how are they going to do it?
Yeah, and Pat, we asked them that question, and look, you know, so right now what it looks like they've done very cleverly is there seems to be a huge investment in technology, first of all. We obviously wouldn't be privy to the deals they've done with the hospitals, but I'm sure they've done, you know, very aggressive deals with them as well to keep the prices down. It also looks like their back office is very streamlined, a lot of automation, and they've outsourced an awful lot of work, and even the systems that they appear to be using. So obviously they've learned all the lessons from their previous incarnations under the other insurance companies in terms of how to streamline, how to make it more efficient. But look, time will tell if they can keep the pricing sustainable. But look, I would imagine they know fine well, like any new entrant, if you don't keep the pricing sustainable, well, consumers, you know, will basically simply go back to one of their insurance companies. But right now, I have to say, there's something here for everybody. You know, I think, and the other thing we have to watch out for, which once again, this is all positive. This is good for the consumer. It's coming at the right time. There will be a reaction from the other insurance companies. I've no doubt about that. And if there is a positive reaction in terms of new offers, that's once again, that's real competition, which we really need. Yeah. And it can only be good for consumers.
Now, one slight caveat I have, and it's, you know, in January, as I'm driving by various shops or walking down, I'll see a large 50% off. And then as I go closer to the shop window, I see up to 50% off. And the thing you wanted to buy in the sale has only got 10% off, really. But the big headline is up to. And all of these plans have from plan A, from 44 and 8 cent a month. Plan B, from 83.25 a month. Plan C, from 108.25 a month. Plan D, from 199. So it looks like there could be add-ons.
I tell you what they've done there, Pat, and it's a very good question. What they've done is they are giving everybody the 10% discount that they're allowed under legislation right now. So I can tell all of your listeners, if they join Plan A, 501, Plan B, 936, Plan C, 1220, and Plan D is 2262. They are the current rates. They will remain in place right through November, I think until the first week of December. I think then it'll revert to a 5% discount, so there'll be a slight increase in December. But I understand from the 1st of January, the full 10% discount will be put back in place again. And I believe they're going to have an ongoing discount on the plans. They are allowed under legislation give a maximum discount of 10%, but there can only be a variance of between 0 and 10% under legislation. So that's why I think you see that wording there. Mm-hmm. But I think these prices are going to remain, I suppose, competitive, I think, right until we get through the end of quarter one, because that's when three quarters of the market will have renewed by that period of time. So so that's why they're using that kind of wording.
Dermot Good of Total Health Cover, a Loughton company. Dermot, thank you very much for joining us. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.